We're going to be getting into a study. The first biblical verse we're going to cover is in Daniel. But here we are at 2021, Eve thereof. And it's been a wild year, we'd all say, right? 2020. And I would like to title this year as the year the globalists started taking control over the entire world. They've been around a long time. Actually, since Satan inspires the concept of globalism, it's been around as long as the fall of man. What Satan, you know, a prophetic look at the scriptures is Satan in the garden was told that a man is going to, a seed of the woman, a man is going to defeat him. And so he's actively in all of his ways trying to prevent that, trying to prevent the Jewish people from being the promised people, trying to annihilate them, trying to do everything that he can. And really, you look, because he's not all-knowing, he's not all-powerful, he's not all-present, he's thwarted by God when he tries to do things. And he's tried to do global government. In fact, the biblical account dealing with how global government has affected Israel is that there was there's been four attempts. Babylon, the Medo-Persians, the Greeks, the Romans. But see, Rome never really died. And it goes to the 10 toes of the final global empire, which is what we're going to cover in Daniel. And what Satan was unable to do is that the problem with the Babylonians is that, being able to destroy and do everything is, well, the Medo-Persians came. Problem with the Medo-Persians ruling and destroying Israel was his divine intervention, like in the book of Esther. But it was also the Greeks that got rid of the Medo-Persians. And then the Greeks got replaced by the Romans. And so what Satan has been after and is to, if I can be in charge of the whole world, if I can be in charge of the whole world, then there's nobody that can oppose my plan with a world leader that's possessed by Satan himself, as we're going to get into in the scriptures on Sunday. Then there isn't going to be a Hitler that tries to wipe out the Jews that has, the alliance of people that put down Hitler. See, if Hitler would have succeeded, he would have annihilated under the inspiration of Satan every Jew on the planet, and then the Bible wouldn't have been true. And the second coming, the Bible wouldn't have been true, and I wouldn't be here. If there was no Jews, I wouldn't be here. That was his plan, but he was thwarted. So he's been trying for a long time to create global government, deceiving people with a lie. And the Bible says someday he's going to succeed. So can we say that we're living at a time that it could actually happen just like what the Bible says is going to happen in the last days with a global government? it's going to happen. The question is whether or not it's going to be someday pushed into the distant future, or it's going to be something that really is in our immediate future. That's the question. And I'd like to delude myself to think that, oh, there's going to be revival, America, the election's going to get turned around, the good guys are going to win, the flag's going to fly, land of the free, home of the brave is going to be revived, and then all the forces of the good guys are going to put down the global deception that is in the world. I'd love to believe that's true. But I don't see it. I don't see that that's going to happen. I'm not all-knowing. I'm not all-powerful. I don't know that that's true, but I'm going to give out some things to think about along that line. Can we tell from the COVID thing, because I think there's no way it's going to be delayed, has it been well-planned? Think about the amount of planning that was necessary to pull off this scandemic. Just think about what it took. It took knowing you could infiltrate, it took the World Health Organization to be into every single country to be able to have their emissaries go in and tell presidents of countries, we're here to help you, I don't have a problem. Well, you're going to have a problem, we're going to make a problem. And some of these people were kicked out. Some of these people were kicked out by the presidents that would say, hey, here's some samples. Oh, yeah, they're positive. Your people have a problem. Well, I took a sample of a mango or whatever it is. And you guys are lying, get out of my country. Then that president dies. So it's like to have a World Health Organization that's fully infiltrated into every country of the world, able to make sure this narrative goes global. Has our country, are we becoming aware of the fact that our government is completely infiltrated with traitors who have been bought and paid for by the Chi Coms, which are really, you know, what the global New World Order is communism. And so the Chi Coms and communism and everything else and our, you know, the previous administration, Obama, many of his people that were with him, accoladed what Mao Zedong was able to accomplish and what the current Chinese government was able to accomplish. They control 1.2 billion people very effectively. They don't think that that's bad. They think that that's good. And they emulate the practices that they have made. We are completely government and politics. I mean, how much evidence is there that ballot stuffing happened? I mean, when counties, you know, hundreds of counties across the swing states had more votes cast than people that are registered to vote. Is that a problem? Does that prove voter fraud? How many of those precincts, people that were complicit in making that happen, are in jail? How many of them been brought in front of the media and said, look at what these corrupt people did? And therefore vilified. None. Zero. Zero. I mean, completely, the government has completely been taken over at all levels. The district attorneys don't do anything. The attorney generals don't do anything. The local cops can't do anything. We had a takeover of down in Fife, there was a hotel that a homeless organization said, hey, we got a bunch of homeless people. Here's the money to pay, for a day. And then they just said, actually, we're not leaving and we're not going to pay. We own this hotel. And the police aren't being called. The sheriff isn't being called. The governor isn't being called. This is national news now on the alternate media. It's not on the media. But it's in the alternate media that it's been taken. They've taken over a private business. I found out because Dustin sent me the article. Supreme Court, should they have ruled on some of these things? That here, clear case of Texas saying, we are affected as a state because the voter fraud is going to put a fraudulent president in, and that affects us as a state. Oh, you don't have standing. We're not going to listen to your case at the Supreme Court. You don't have standing. And we're talking about the country that has had the best judicial system in the world. So in other words, what it would take to turn this around is for not just us, because this is a globalist attack against the entire world. And if we're the former bastion of biblical judicial system blind justice, if we're going down because it's gone, we're the last piece on the table. We're the last pawn on the chess table. As soon as we go, it's gone. There's nothing else. Education. I was talking to somebody after the Wednesday night service last night, trying to get a bachelor's degree in education so he can go teach at a private school. And he says, nothing about teaching children. Nothing. It's all about LGBT sensitivity, how I'm supposed to treat everybody with their proper pronouns. All the grading, everything is associated with the whole social corruption of our country. And, which is a planned communist takeover tactic. Completely corrupt the country from within, through filth, through immorality, through destruction of their patriotism and everything else, and then walk in. You don't even have to fire a shot. And so, you can't become an educator anymore in this country unless you passed all this test. And he had the audacity to say, could I please do my prac facs at a private school? And he said, as soon as I said that, the supervisor said, he just said, long pause. Well, why? Why would you want to do that? And so our educational system is going to crank out a bunch of perverts in this country The parents are going to lose all their children. There is no hope because, see, this generation is replaced by the next one. So, again, there's no hope because they own the educational system. Do they own the entertainment system? Absolutely. What was the most popular animated film in the history of the world? Do you know what it was?
Is it Frozen?
Frozen 2.
Yeah.
Frozen 2. Just watched it the other day. Only for educational purposes. Just for discernment. Which, you know, we should become aware of some of these things. And I was asked, how long are you going to watch it? Because it was playing in a family situation. And I said, until the first witchcraft. Well, that was 30 seconds. So I thought, well, I can't watch for just 30 seconds. And I thought, I got to find out what's going on here. And you know what? This isn't just a popular movie in America. It's a popular movie in the world. And it is full of witchcraft, sorcery, magic, occultism. And the message is also occultic. And you can even see how it's permeating people's thoughts in the leftist way. We think, see, people that have the fear of God and love truth, why would you want to get rid of all the police and all the judges and all the jails? Why would you want to do that? Don't you see what that's going to do? Don't you see the chaos it's going to bring in the city? Jeremy and I asked that question of an Antifa guy who had come up from California, probably one of the mover shakers, and he acted like, who cares? We just got to do this. And see, what you know what the most popular, I would assume it's the most popular song in the movie. It has the main line in the movie is, just do the first thing that's right. Do the right thing. Do the next right thing. That's what it was. Just do the next right thing. Well, there might be some people that are mistreated by the police. So the next right thing, get rid of the police. And see, and what happens in the movie is the next right thing is you gotta destroy that dam. That dam's gotta be destroyed. And then she, the witch, good witch, very well animated witch, very, very well done movie. She lives in the city that will be wiped out by the dam being destroyed. But it's just got to do the next right thing to break the curse. And so the dam's got to go. And, oh, I won't tell you the rest of the story. It'll spoil it for those that haven't seen it. So it's like it breeds this whole idea. Do what's right. Do the next right thing in your own eyes. Well, you got 7 billion people wanting to do the right thing in their own eyes. You get a lot of chaos going on in the world. But as long as you just do what you think is right, it just doesn't matter. So kids can shoot their parents. People can rob. They can move into a hotel downtown. The next right thing is get the people off of the street. And so who cares what the consequences are, what it does to businesses, how everybody will say, I can't do it. I can't make a living. I can't do a job. I can't know that today this hotel is mine and I'll be able to pay the mortgages on the hotel and do everything because I can be taken over by somebody who says the next right thing is to take what's mine and use it for them. And the police area going, that's a good thing. We think that's a good thing too. News media? Is that completely taken over? Completely and absolutely controlling the narrative of the globalists. Whatever they want, they get. They're owned. Recently, it was found out that a Chi-Com organization has been treating all the major networks at dinners and travel and everything else to make sure the narrative is exactly what the globalist Chinese communist takeover of America. And again, there's communists here, there's communists there. What is behind communism? Satan. And so he said, why would they get together? Because, you know, we've been against communism. Not when America starts turning to Satanism, starts turning to evil and darkness and perversion on the TV and entertainment and everything else. And then all of a sudden, what used to be convictions that were protected by God because we saw a God-fearing society, he then pulls away, as we've been talking about in our Revelation study, he pulls away and all of a sudden we just stand in amazement. We, sitting outside, stand in amazement. Look at what has happened to our people. How could this happen? Because we still think, arrest them, kick them out of the building. Do this for the sake of the country, for the sake of the economy, for the sake of truth. You know, yes, it's tough that they're on the streets, but a lot of them is because they chose the next right thing is the next hit of meth. And that's what they want to do. And there's no fixing that. The Bible says the way you fix, you know, how does the Bible say to fix the guy that needs the next hit of meth? They're executed. Do not allow a sorcerer to live in the land. Why? Because God knows as soon as drugs come in, you're destroyed. So keep it out. Because if you don't keep it out, you'll be destroyed. So, military, everything is taken over. There's nothing left. What would it take to undo what we have seen has crept in while we've been sleeping at the switch? But what I'm saying is the only way we can turn this march to the New World Order, this march to globalism, the only way to stop it would be to unravel all the things that have been infiltrated. How do you get a whole new news media that loves the truth? I mean, here are the Epic Times. Those of you that are not aware, the Epic Times is a very good news source. And you can get their newspaper and you can watch them online. And you know what? The guy that started it came from China. And you know why? I mean, he's like, I know what communism is. And what's happening to you guys, it appears at the time that he's sincere. He's trying to do the real news to help slow it down. But he's a speed bump, but he's going to be plowed over. In other words, it's just a little thump-thump. It's not something that's going to change the entire news media, billions of dollars. And some people sit there and they say, well, look, Fox News, they flipped on election day. Isn't that surprising? No, it's not surprising. A globalist bought Fox News. You knew what was going to happen. I was kind of surprised you didn't flip it quicker. But they have to flip it slow, and they wait for the opportune time. They flipped it at the election. Fox News is suffering because they lost 50% of their viewership. Who cares when these billionaires can sit there and go, you're a billion, billion, billion. You know, don't worry about your loss of advertising revenue because you switched the narrative to become one of our mouthpieces of lies. We've got billions. Don't worry. We've got you covered. Just keep doing the narrative. Would we say COVID has changed our country in every way? I mean, COVID has changed it. And was it planned? Yes. We knew it from the Gates TED Talks. He told us what was coming. They are prophets. They know what they're going to do. He's been planning it. The COVID virus goes way back. I was going to show you a 7-minute video. The patents that the CDC has. Do you know it's illegal to have a patent on a natural thing? It's illegal to take a patent out on something that's natural, obviously. So why did they take out a patent on COVID? Why did the CDC have a patent on COVID? Well, either because they broke the law, because they're making a patent on something that's natural, or it wasn't natural. And you know what? If they knew it wasn't natural because they were messing with it in the lab, that's illegal too, because there are laws, international and national laws, against playing with bio for the purposes of making a bioweapon. And yet they did. And so in 2015, this video says, the National Institute of Health, becoming aware of what was going on in some of the labs, messing with COVID and trying to enhance it, they said, stop the, they sent a letter out, and the video shows the beginning of the letter, you know, we need you to stop doing this, and then at the end it goes, but we don't really mind if you somehow keep it going. And the somehow keeping it going was to ship it to Wuhan. Under the control of Fauci and others within the Center of Disease Control. So they needed something that they could use as a global pandemic to do the power grab that they've done. And you know, COVID is really not as dangerous as they say it is. It's actually the greatest blessing that's ever happened to the country. You know why? Because the flu has been eliminated. There's no more flu because of COVID. And here's the proof of the pudding. And this is, actual data. I was going to throw this up on the screen too. But this was a year ago, you know, the red and the dark from all the flu that's happening right now in the country, you know, a year ago. But this year, nobody's got the flu. It's all green. Nobody's got the flu. And a news article today that I'll, do I have it here? No, I don't. Yeah, I didn't. There was another news article today that I will include on the online version to where you can link to it. That, you know, California's over in 0% beds in the ICU units, all the hospitals, having to transfer between hospitals and hospitals. And this news source in San Diego did some investigating and found out a bunch of the immigrants, as soon as they hit the border, they call 911 to be taken to the hospital. And they get entered into the hospital as COVID patients. Well, presumably, whether they're sick or not, have snivels or whatever, it is a complete, and what does it take for that to happen? You have to have the governor, you have to have the attorney general, you have to have the secretary, you know, all this election stuff, governors, secretaries of state, attorney generals, everything complicit in this complete deception that's going on to keep us all under the illusion that we're all going to die of COVID until we get the vaccine. So what are the other things that are going on? And because this is a biblical prophecy update, 10 years ago, 11 years ago, I can't remember. It was 2010 update. It was, you know, prophecy update 2010. But I can't remember if it was 2009 to 10 or, yeah, I don't remember if it was December of 2010 or not. So it was either 10 or 11 years ago. And I was saying, we need to have global government. There's issues with Israel. There's issue with finances, surveillance, police surveillance system and stuff. And each time I said, you know, we're not ready for complete fulfillment of the prophecies necessary for the Antichrist to completely control the whereabouts of people, to completely be aware of everything that we're saying or doing. Complete, you know, the world, New World Order is not ready to create, go from 190 nations down to 10. We're just not ready for that to happen. So we see it coming, but it's not ready. I can't say that now. It really is. All that's left is actually pulling the trigger, making it happen. I mean, all of the necessary foundational work is complete for that. Let's take a look at some of the items that would make that so. In order for the tribulation to occur, to the point of the Antichrist, there has to be a global identification system with a global economic system that can be controlled by a centralized location, be it the Antichrist, right? We all, you know, skipping over all the prophecies for that if you don't understand how that's true. We'll cover it when we get to Revelation. But that's what's necessary. Is COVID being used to bring about the global identification of everybody on the planet? Yes, absolutely. And I've seen videos of Bill Gates saying, you know, those poor people that are in these undeveloped countries that nobody knows anything about. There's 1.2, I think that was the number he threw out, 1.2 billion people that don't have access to the banking system. And what we need to do is to grab those people and give them that ability to get into the system, so that they can get loans, so they can get a better fishing pole in the Amazon that's been working great for them for thousands of years. But we got to go fix them, and we got to fix them by giving them an ID. And then later on, he talks about how these vaccines will be used to get everybody ID'd so that everybody can be in that system. So are they ready to ID everybody on the face of the planet? Yes, they have the ability to do so. They have the technology to do so. And you can Google on ID 2020 and look at all the information that is there. It's a Bill Gates founded. I mean, Bill Gates Foundation sends money to MIT to help with the process of IDing everybody on the planet with a special number. Everybody would have a global Social Security number. 2020 was the target date, and they are now ready to do that. How are they ready to do that? Well, Bill Gates also commissioned MIT to make an enzyme called luciferase. And luciferase, where does that, why does that sound familiar? Yeah, taken from Lucifer. And there is a place, they're not doing this with the current vaccine, you know, where they're using the shot, but they've created this patch that has a bunch of micro needles made with a biodegradable kind of material, little 1 millimeter needles. And so they just slap it on your arm and they wait a minute or two for those biodegradable to degrade into your arm. And that gives you the vaccine that they're working on. I mean, see, it's not this one. Remember they're telling us, oh, we need this vaccine. Then we need another one in a few weeks. And then we're going to need a lot more because there's other diseases that are coming and we're going to give you a vaccine. Ultimately, someday, soon, the capability is now, they're going to use this patch thing. And this is a picture, which again I was going to be able to throw up on the wall. That's under the infrared light. It's in, you can't see it when it's on you, but it can be, you can light it up and you can also grab it off of a app on a phone or anything else. And it just, the dots are a code of the numbers that allow them to identify that you have been vaccinated, what your number is for your vaccination, and it will be your vaccination certificate. CNN has already been talking about... Let me just read about luciferase. Bill Gates is building something that we call a human implantable quantum dot microneedle vaccination delivery system. And it is composed of multiple things. Today we bring you near-infrared bioluminescence enzyme luciferase. That's, he's quoting what these guys are saying. We're giving you this, which is the chemical that will make the quantum dot vaccination readable through a special mobile device app. That's right, the enzyme that will light up Bill Gates' human implantable quantum dot microneedle vaccination delivery system is called luciferase. That's what makes the vaccination readable long after the victim has been injected. I've read two different things, 5 years, 8 years. That when they do this, it'll be readable for 5 years to 8 years. With each passing day, it becomes clearer and plainer to those of us who are Bible believers that we are living in a very unique time period. So unique, in fact, that we just might be witnessing the kingdom of the Antichrist and the mark of the beast system being assembled before our very eyes. Now, this is not the mark of the beast, because getting that thing on is giving you a number. It's not giving you the name of the Antichrist, which is the mark of the beast. But it is it a stepping stone to that? Absolutely. And by the way, the article is, an enzyme called luciferase is what makes Bill Gates' implantable vaccine work. Vaccine ID from stillnessinthestorm.com. Written a few months ago. And so, we need a vaccine passport, soon mandatory for travel, shopping, even movies, CNN says. This is really old news, December 31st, 2020. This is today's news, CNN. Vaccine passports soon mandatory for travel, shopping, even movies, CNN says. The COVID-19 vaccine isn't even in the hands of most Americans yet, and already CNN is prepping the masses for the idea of a vaccine passport, which it says could be needed to travel and even shop and go to the movies. And this is now quoting CNN. In order to do those activities, you may eventually need something in addition to the vaccine, a vaccine passport application. An article from this week proudly proclaims, rest assured, the nerds are on it, CNN playfully writes, possibly hoping to distract readers from the idea of authoritarian globalization with a joke or two. Don't worry, the nerds are on it. They got it all figured out. You're going to need a passport, and they're going to make it all work. They're going to make sure your number doesn't get tied with another number, and they're going to make it so that you aren't going to be sitting there getting on a plane and have it not read your right, not read your arm right, not be able to be proving that you can go. As I said last night, the lady in our church's daughter is in a nursing program that was just told this week that – unless she gets the vaccine, she cannot continue her nursing education. She can't do her prac vacs. And then we also heard that there was news came out that around September, you're not going to be able to fly without some kind of proof that you've been vaccinated. And then it'll be, well, and so, you know, you sit there now, all these guys got a vaccine and they didn't walk away with some certificate or some kind of stamp. Some people are saying there was actually nanotechnology in these vaccines that are going to be able to be picked up to be determined whether it were. I don't know about that. But ultimately, they will have a system and they will have you locked down. And you go, well, okay, I'll drive. My car works pretty good. I can go across the country. I can do whatever. Well, how hard is it to set up a checkpoint at a border? And states saying, governors saying, nobody can come into my state unless they have a vaccine, because otherwise they're going to be a burden on our system. We don't want to have to quarantine them, and then they could have little checkpoints. And then we'll have Chi-Coms out here. You know, the Constitution says we have the right to travel wherever we want to. Did you know it said that? So how is that going to work when you go, oh, wait, and no, I don't need to have you check my vaccine certificate. I got the Constitution. Tell me I can move on to the next state. Because, once again, has the foundation of our judicial system been shattered? Does anybody care about what the Constitution says? It's gone. It really is truly gone. We have little glimpses of it showing up every once in a while just to keep us occupied. But it truly is gone. When I was in China, you know, Hong Kong was safe the first time I went to China. It was still free under the Brits. And then right across the water from Hong Kong is a big, massive city called Shenzhen in China. And we wanted to go from Shenzhen, where we had been smuggling Bibles across, to get into a hotel room, to get into suitcases, because we were just smuggling them in backpacks, small amounts at a time. Then they go to a hotel room, get put into big luggage, and then you grab your luggage and you got to get to the train station, which is in Guangzhou, and you have to leave Shenzhen. And so the first time it was like, okay, now we're going to go. And Ramsey told us, he said, okay, we're going to go through this. Don't do anything. When they stop the bus at the border of the city, when they stop the bus, they're going to come on with guns. And don't do anything, because if somebody on this bus doesn't have the right paperwork authorizing them to leave the city, that they have somehow the privilege to leave a city, then they will be immediately arrested. And so sure enough, guy comes on with his military, you know, military guy comes on, finger on the trigger guard, and he's behind the guy checking all the IDs. Show me your papers. And if somebody would have tried to fight their way to get out because they don't have the papers, because they must not check every bus, I guess. I don't know how anybody would want to get on there without it, so they must just sporadically check. And if somebody tries to get off, they'd be shot because they don't have the papers. So what are we going to do when it comes? Going to trust Jesus, right? It doesn't matter what happens. By the way, people are dying from this vaccine. People are getting very sick from this vaccine. I've now had two sources of people in the medical system, and isn't it amazing that they made the HEPA law that completely locks down information of what's going on in the medical area? Because otherwise, we could have sniffed all this out, couldn't we? We could have sniffed out, this isn't going on in the hospital. In fact, a UK lady snuck into a hospital that was supposedly 100% full, and she took video footage of the fact that there's nobody here. They're lying to us. What did they do to her? They arrested her. They took down the video, and they arrested her for violating getting into a hospital without permission. And so you can't know these things, but I've had two sources that have said people are sick. They're calling in sick. They're staying at home because they have had such severe reactions that they can't come to work as medical professionals. But we don't get that in the news because the media is taking over. Then we have the World Economic Forum. So COVID destroyed our economic system of the world? It is. you know, all the businesses that are destroyed, all the restaurants, everything else. It's the middle class, the private ownership of businesses is being absolutely destroyed. And I do have another picture here. I wanted to back up a little bit. I jumped ahead. But this is another picture of that was related to this World Economic Forum of what it's going to be like when we have this ID system. You know, here's the guy has the ID, which unlocks his phone, allows him access to the web, allows him access to Bitcoin, you know, basically his banking, ability to bank, his medical records, and credit card issues, also allows credit card, Bitcoins, and everything. So that number, your passport number, oh, since you got this number for COVID so we could keep track of that, why don't we just use that number for the World Economic Forum reset, the World Economic Forum banking system? Why don't we, what a coincidence that we've already got this number for this horrible disease that swept the land that we fixed with the vaccine. Only it's going to be so terrible. The vaccine is actually, when it's all done, it's going to bring back the flu. So they should have just left the coronavirus to get rid of the flu, because the flu is going to be back, because the vaccine has to solve COVID. And so people won't get COVID anymore. They'll just be back to getting the flu and pneumonia and heart disease and car accidents and everything else. So this is an article from the World Economic Forum website. WE Forum, World Economic, WE, World Economic Forum.org. These are the people. World Economic Forum was there with Bill Gates October 2019. I hate to even repeat it. It's been said it so often. Doing the event 201 roundtable discussion. What if somehow the coronavirus would mutate in a way to be a true virulent disease, brand new to the earth, to affect humans? And what would we do? And then a few months later, we got COVID. And Bill Gates funded it. World Economic Forum was there. Pfizer, Moderna were there. And this is what... And so World Economic Forum in May is going to be having a roundtable discussion on how to reset the global economic system of the world. So when they meet in October 2019 and they happen to choose the topic about what are we going to do if COVID were to ever happen, and it happens, should we be interested if they're going to have another meeting about how we're going to reset the global economic situation, completely collapse everything and take everybody's wealth? Yeah, I think we should pay attention. So one of their members is Ida, A-U-K-E-N, Member of Parliament, Parliament of Denmark, the Denmark representative to the Parliament of the EU, and writes to the World Economic Forum. This is 2016, but this is some of what she says, and you can get this. It's a /agenda/2016-11, how life could change 2030. So here's how life could change in my city by the year 2030. If you Google on that, you'll get you to the World Economic Forum. Welcome to the year 2030. Welcome to my city, or should I say our city. I don't own anything. I don't own a car. I don't own a house. I don't own any appliances or any clothes. It might seem odd to you, but it makes perfect sense for us in this city. Everything you considered a product has now become a service. We have access to transportation, accommodation, food, and all the things that we need in our daily lives. One by one, all these things became free. And, you know, the Bible says, is everything free? When somebody says, oh, it's free, what's the catch? Free. What's the catch in the New World Order for free? Total enslavement and control. That's what the catch is. And it's also a lie. Nothing's free. And what does the Bible say? In the last days, because people rejected the truth, 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, because people rejected the truth, what happens? They're given over to a lie, that they actually believe a lie. So it ended up not making sense for us to own much. First, communications became digitized and freed everyone. Then, when clean energy became free, things started to move quickly. Transportation dropped dramatically in price. it made no sense for us to own cars anymore because we could call a driverless vehicle or a flying car for longer journeys within minutes. We started transporting ourselves in a much more organized and coordinated way when public transportation became easier, quicker, and more convenient than the car. Now I can hardly believe that we accepted congestion and traffic jams, not to mention air pollution from combustion engines. What were we thinking? Now, what do you think the chance of ever getting to the point where there's no internal combustion cars, no power plants that are spewing out any carbon dioxide? What is the chance that that could happen? Zero. Absolutely zero. Unless what? Unless you really, really, really got rid of a lot of people, which is what Bill Gates says. We got to get the carbon down, and the way to get carbon down is to get people down, and we're going to do that with vaccines. That's what he said. So it came out of his mouth. Environmental problems seem far away. In our city, we don't pay any rent because someone else is using our free space whenever we do not need it. My living room is used for business meetings when I am not there. Think about that. When the economic collapse comes and you think you own your house, and I would say, even if you do own your house, but most people are mortgaged. I mean, what percentage of the American population is mortgaged? Most of them. Most high percentage of them. And they'll say, hey, obviously you can't pay. There's no money. And so, but don't worry. You're going to be able to still live in your house. But now we have it all. We have an AI, artificial intelligence, computerized system. We've been working on this actually for a while. And as soon as somebody needs your house, because you're single and you have three rooms. And so those other rooms are available for the homeless so they don't have to take over the hotel down in Fife. And you can just do that. And that's no worries. They'll use your, well, actually, you don't even get to use your pots and pans because it says my living room is used for business meetings when I'm not there. Once in a while, I will choose to cook for myself. It is easy. The necessary kitchen equipment is delivered at my door within minutes. Since transport became free, we stopped having all those things stuffed into our house. Why keep a pasta maker and a crepe cooker? Crepe cooker? Is that the right way to say? Crepe. You can tell how much I cook. A crepe cooker crammed into our cupboards. We can just order them when we need them. How lovely. You can't live in your house. You are completely under the control of being in the system to be able to order. Now let's say you decided, I don't like this. Okay. Now you're out of the system. Now get your crepe cooker. Now get your food delivered to the door, you rebel. She goes on to say that. She goes on to say, my biggest concern, she cares about us, is all the people who do not live in our city. Those we lost on the way. Those who decided that it became too much, all this technology. Those who felt obsolete and useless when robots and AI took over big parts of our jobs. Those who got upset with the political system and turned it against us. They live different kind of lives outside of the city. Some have formed little self-supplying communities. Others just stayed in the empty and abandoned houses in small 19th century villages. You live in the city, you get everything you want because you're a player. You want to not play? You're out in the Polish ghettos. And are they ready to be able to implement that? Yes. They can implement it. What does it take to get there? As we've been saying on Sunday, the Bible tells us what it's going to get there. I mean, it doesn't say global wars create global government. But we can understand that's the case, right? We would understand that COVID and all the control is a catalyst to a global economic shutdown and wars. That the aftermath will cause everybody, I don't care about the Constitution, I don't care about my freedom, I don't care about anything, I can't eat, I can't travel. Who cares if I get to travel a little bit when I order up some pilotless plane to pick me up and take me somewhere? I just want to live. And these guys have a plan. It's going to happen rapidly. And the wars, you know, there's just, you know, news articles all the time about how many B-52s are heading over to the Middle East and how Hamas has just joined with its two radical organizations in the Gaza Strip and how they did their first missile launches out to the ocean because they want to make sure they're ready for the war that they're going to do with Israel pretty soon. And Iran says, we will never, ever, ever let the assassination of our general go unanswered. We're going to do it at our timing whenever we want to. And everybody's saying it's all waiting for what's going to happen in America with who really becomes president and all this other stuff. So we're on a powder keg in war. We're on a powder keg, done powder keg as far as the economy is concerned. Because one of these days they're going to find out the printing press is going to break. And they're not going to be able to send helicopter money to everybody in America to keep them pacified for a little while. When they pull the plug and this new world order is ready to come upon us. So if it does happen, let's turn to Daniel 2:39, long lead in for that. So why is it going to happen? First, with Daniel, I want to let you see, Daniel, as a prophet of God, said it's going to happen. And I know this is very familiar for most of you. And we're going to look at, he said it's going to happen. And so if God says it's going to happen before Jesus returns, what's the chance it's going to happen? And so what do we as American flag-waving Christians got to do? Give it up. I mean, if we're going to be here for the lead-up to it, we just have to realize that America could disintegrate. It could get down to 100 million people, as the Daigle Reports anticipates by 2025. You know, a think tank group that thinks that all the calamities in the world and where we fit into it, that we're going to get down to 100 million, loss of 250 million people. That's a lot of people. And if we have to be here for any of that downsizing, then it's going to be okay with our soul, right? It is going to happen. But after Nebuchadnezzar, who was the first attempt at global government, and wiped out almost, most of the Jews of his day. He ended up getting saved, if you read all of Daniel, because of Daniel's influence in his life and God humbling him. And he had a dream of an image, and I can't spend the whole time here to explain it, but Daniel interprets the dream and says, but after you shall arise another kingdom inferior to yours, the Medo-Persians. Then another, a third kingdom of bronze, that's the Greeks, which shall rule over all the earth, that affected the area at the time where Israel was. And the fourth kingdom, Roman Empire, shall be as strong as iron, inasmuch as iron breaks in pieces and shatters everything, and like iron that crushes, that kingdom will break in pieces and crush all others. Rome was known as Pax Romana, Roman peace, it meant by the sword. They invented warfare, ability to kill people like nobody had up until then. Whereas you saw, and then these legs of iron that split into two, because it was the East and West Roman Empire, and that history continued all the way to today. We are still, the West is still really an outcropping of what Rome brought to the world. Whereas you saw the feet and toes, partly of potter's clay and partly of iron, because it went down to the feet, and were the feet, you know, not yet, we're at the ankle bone in history. And the feet are just about to grow the 10 toes. The kingdom shall be divided, yet the strength of the iron shall be in it. Just as you saw the iron mixed with ceramic clay, and as the toes of the feet were partly of iron, partly of clay, so the kingdom shall be partly strong and partly fragile. Is it easy to conjecture that it's going to be difficult to hold a global government together of 10 nations all over the world that were formerly 190? It's going to be difficult. But you're going to be able to do it with the strength of iron. But the clay is mixed up in there because you have all these people mixed up that had their nationalities, not, you know, their nation allegiances just shortly before that. It'll be partly strong, partly fragile. As you saw iron mixed with ceramic clay, they will mingle with the seed of men. That I agree that there's a definite possibility this is talking about demonic hybrids coming on the scene again. But they will not adhere to one another, just as iron does not mix with clay. In the days of these kings, how many kings? The toe kings. How many toes? 10. In the days of the 10 kings that will be in this final global government, the God of heaven will set up a kingdom which shall never be destroyed. Is that on the scene yet? No, but it's coming. And the kingdom shall not be left to other people. It shall break in pieces and consume all these kingdoms, and it shall stand forever. And as much as you saw that the stone was cut out of the mountain without hands, and that it broke in pieces, the iron, the bronze, the clay, the silver, the gold, the great God has made known to the king what will come to pass after this. The dream is certain. Its interpretation is sure. It's going to happen. And so if we know Jesus comes back in his second coming to put to an end a 10-nation global empire that we know from Revelation starts and then gives birth to an Antichrist who makes a 7-year deal, and then Jesus comes back, and we see the formation and the talk of the need for global government, which is all over Europe, everybody, they're talking about the need for global government, and then we're close. And if the Bible says we're gone before the Antichrist comes on the scene to be revealed, then we're close to going home. And so that is one of the encouragements. And as much as the apostate church is abandoning the teaching of the rapture and think that I'm a false teacher for telling you about it, I'm absolutely 100% convinced that the Bible is perfectly clear that we can't be here for the wrath of God. And the wrath of God, and they'll say, oh yeah, that's true. But as we've been emphasizing, when Jesus, it's Jesus who picks up the seals of the scroll, pops them, and starts the whole Revelation series going, as soon as we get to chapter 6, we're gone. And he's not going to beat up his bride with the events of Revelation. So, how's it going to happen? COVID, war, economic collapse. Turn to Isaiah 1:21. Isaiah, we're going to do just a short time in Isaiah, and I want to read these verses and just see if they apply. These are warnings of the prophet Isaiah to the nation of Israel about why judgment is coming. And then we're going to see Ezekiel closer to the time Babylon came. Ezekiel warning his nation, judgment's coming because of these things. Let's see if any of them apply. How the faithful city has become a harlot. How the faithful country has become a harlot. It was full of justice, righteousness lodged in it, but now murderers. Your silver has become dross. You used to be shiny. You used to be valuable. You used to have integrity. You used to have justice. It was worth silver. You become rotten dross. Your wine mixed with water, useless. Your princes are rebellious. Your legislators at the federal and state level are rebellious against God and his law. When the country started, were they rebellious against the law of God? No, they instilled the law of God into every fabric of the society that they were creating, the judicial system, the educational system, everything. Rebellious and companions of thieves. Are we ripped off by politicians that go around the world making deals of tens of millions, billions of dollars, ripping off Ukraine? Ukraine just had an hour and a half, hour and 40 minute, news press conference laying out all the proof and the facts of how many millions and millions, tens of millions of dollars went to the Biden crime family. Oh, when did they go to jail for that? Oh, they became president. Oh. So, your princes are rebellious and companions of thieves. Everyone loves bribes. How many people have been bribed to flip? What happened to Supreme Court justices? What happened to all of a sudden some Republicans in the Senate have all flipped? They weren't there this last week for another appointee of a good judge going into the federal judicial system. A bunch of them didn't show up. Why? Why did that happen? They do not defend the fatherless, nor do the cause of the widow come before them. Therefore, thus says the Lord, the Lord of hosts, the mighty one of Israel, ah, I will rid myself of my adversaries and take vengeance on my enemies. I will turn my hand against you and thoroughly purge away your dross and take away all your alloy. I will and then, verse 26, and now here's the thing. I will restore your judges as at first and your counselors as at the beginning. Afterward, you shall be called the city of righteousness, the faithful city. Now, see, he said, I'm going to judge you and reduce you down. I'm going to get rid of your corruption. God's going to drain the swamp. So he drained the swamp threw him into discipline in Babylon for 70 years, and then he brought him back. Now, is that going to happen to us? No. See, what's going to happen? See, he's draining the swamp, but he takes his family home first. Then he drains the swamp, and it's not to restore America again. It's not to make America great again and nations great again. It's Jesus is great again, just like my t-shirt says. Jesus is going to make the world great again. And so that's the difference. Let's turn to Ezekiel 22:1, and this will be where we end. Now Ezekiel is closer. He's actually been already taken to Babylon Babylon came three times to take people out of Jerusalem, to take them to Babylon. And Ezekiel was taken there, so Nebuchadnezzar had not yet destroyed Jerusalem. And the people in Jerusalem go, no, God's not going to let us get destroyed. We're going to keep America great. We got a bunch of militia people. We got a bunch of guns. I have people that are disagreeing with my pessimistic look on the future. And that's okay, because, time will tell. Again, I'm no prophet. I'm not a son of a prophet. But for all the reasons I've told you, I just don't see how it can be turned around. And I don't see, because of these verses we're covering, I don't see where God is going to intervene to keep the destruction from happening, the judgment that's happening, because of what we've done, what our country has done. And so I fear that we're not going to be taking back the country. Moreover, the word of the Lord came to me saying, 22:1, now, son of man, will you judge? Will you judge the bloody city? Are we a bloody country? We have the blood of babies big time in this country. Well, what about Russia? God, what about Russia? They're worse. China, oh, way worse. But we knew better. We knew better. Yes, show her all her abominations. Then say, thus says the Lord God, the city sheds blood in her own midst, that her time may come, and she makes idols within herself to defile herself. You have become guilty by the blood which you have shed, and have defiled yourself with the idols which you have made. Is America into idolatry? Idolatry is going after the other gods. It's going after anything but God. Again, our media system, is it creating other gods? Are people worshiping Satan through the media and coming to all these things? Yes. You have caused your days to draw near and have come to the end of your years. Therefore, I have made you a reproach to the nations and a mockery to all countries. You know, the American dollar has lost 10% of its value in the last few months, couple, 3 months. And imagine if we get dealt with some way, then people would say, just like they did with Israel, when Israel got destroyed, man, look at them. Their city, Jerusalem, the temple is destroyed. They'll be shaking their heads, the Bible says, and wagging their tongues, and wow, what happened? And then the answer to that question is, they abandoned God. Those near and those far from you will mock you as infamous and full of tumult. Look, the princes of Israel, each one has used his power to shed blood in you. How many politicians have voted to keep Planned Parenthood alive? How many politicians have kept the millions and millions of dollars ripped out of the pockets of you and me by taxes to go keep the slaughtering of babies alive in this country? In you, they have made light of father and mother. You know what this is talking about? In you, in your country, the children will think nothing about their father and mother. They'll rebel in the last days, perilous times, 2 Timothy 3. Kids will be disobedient to parents. Is that a problem in our society today? I was talking to a mother the other day who was, I just don't know what to do with my son. He won't do anything I tell him to do. A window was broken in the house weeks and weeks and weeks ago. It's still all shattered on the floor. Why don't you tell him to pick it up? I can't tell him to do that. He won't even take a shower. And he weeps and doesn't know why. He's all messed up with COVID. Sits around in games all day long. He's all messed up with being in the lockdown of COVID. And I warned against suicide, too, because so many kids they don't have a rudder. And they're sitting there just gaming all day long, which is full of satanic imagery and stuff that's going on with the games. And I told her, I said, I said, Satan is getting hold of your son. And you have to be careful and, you know, grab him out of it. Made light of father and mother in the midst. They have oppressed the stranger in you. They have mistreated the fatherless and the widow. You have despised my holy things, profaned my Sabbaths. How many people want to take a day to go learn about Jesus today in America? How many people go, and even if they stop at a church, how many of those churches are going to teach them the things about Jesus? In you are men who slander to cause bloodshed. Is there slandering in our country today? In you are those who eat on the mountains, in your midst they commit lewdness. In you, men uncover their father's nakedness. They're full of perversion, sexual immorality. In you, they violate women who are set apart during their impurity. You know, there's a law about that, but actually that law was about keeping, you know, minimizing any spread of venereal diseases associated with immorality. One commits abomination with his neighbor's wife. Adultery is rampant. Another lewdly defiles his daughter-in-law. Incest and sexual abuse within the family. Is that rampant today? And another in you violates his sister, his father's daughter. In you, they take bribes to shed blood. You take usury and exorbitant interest rates and increase. You get really profit. You profit off of people that are struggling to make ends meet. You have made profit from your neighbors by extortion and have forgotten me, says the Lord God. Is that applicable to America today? And then we'll finish with 19 through 22. Therefore, thus says the Lord God, because you have all become dross, therefore, behold, I will gather you in the midst of Jerusalem, as men gather silver, bronze, iron, lead, and tin into the midst of a furnace, to blow fire on it, to melt it, so I will gather you in my anger and in my fury, and I will leave you there and melt you. And when you melt silver with dross, where most of it's dross, what happens? The purity of the silver is there. And what God did in the time is he took the pure silver, the ones that wept and wailed over the events that were happening, it says in Ezekiel, and he took them off to Babylon. He took them safely to Babylon. And then he brought the judgment of Babylon upon the city of Jerusalem. Yes, I will gather you and blow on you with the fire of my wrath, and you shall be melted in its midst. As silver is melted in the midst of the furnace, so shall you be melted in its midst. Then you shall know that I, the Lord, have poured out my fury on you. So we were going to invite Rick in the Calvary Bremerton. But he's in Cannon Beach. You know why? He says, my wife and I want to have just one more lull before the storm enjoyment time to be able to travel to Oregon and be here. Because come January 6th, which as you know, many of you might be aware or might not, that supposedly on January 6th, when the Electoral College members come to the Capitol, and Vice President Pence counts the votes, he has the ability to legally say, I am not counting these votes from these corrupted, fraudulent states, swing states. And then I am going to count these other ones that are truly certified because there wasn't corruption involved. And when I count just the ones that weren't corrupt, President Trump remains president. And there is, and that's why everybody's been called, a million people have been called to, you know, they're hoping millions show up at Capitol to demonstrate against the fraudulent election and, you know, to be support. President Trump is planning on talking to everybody, laying out the entire documentation of all the proven, factually proven fraud, and that is the last great hope for there to be a turnaround. But people are anticipating if it were to turn around and that happened, there would be immediate riots, immediate assassination attempts, and everything else. So really, in a sense, what we've been duped into doing, because it truly is a man, right? We're trusting in a man to be able to turn this around when he's surrounded by treasonous people all around him, treasonous intelligence agencies, treasonous media, treasonous representatives, judges, and somehow he's going to be able to pull it off, and then the militia will arrive and get rid of all the bad guys, and we're going to go back to, isn't America great again? Those are the two scenarios. Or Pence folds, like the Supreme Court folded, like the House folded, like the Senate folded, like everybody else has folded, and Pence folds, and he says, Joe Biden is the new president of the United States by the Electoral College vote. CNN has a heyday, and then militia will try and take the country back. They'll do it the hard way, and I suspect that'll fail. Well, I don't know, though. I'm not a prophet. But we, either way, there's going to be turmoil. We can suspect turmoil. I don't know what's going to happen. I strongly suspect turmoil in a week. If it doesn't happen, praise Jesus. God was merciful to us. But it doesn't seem like there's going to be the avoiding of turmoil. And if the turmoil starts with militia and patriots and everything, just think what the media and the judicial system and the governors and everything will be able to do to put a rapid end to that. And so, cheer, cheer. And yet, we are cheerful, right? And we're going to close with a couple of worship songs. I want to, first of all, ask if there's any questions before we do close and worship. And did go a little bit long. Yeah, Veronica?
It might be a dumb question, but I have to ask it.
Yeah, the question is whether or not America could be the Babylon talked about at the end of Revelation, where the context of the timing of that Babylon burning and being destroyed in 1 hour is at the very end of the tribulation period. So the timing doesn't fit. And when we get to that section of Revelation, we'll talk about it. I mean, there are people that think America is Babylon. But those are the ones that think that America is going to continue the way it is. But how can we think America is going to continue the way it is when the Bible says that there's 10 nations? It's not like going to be 10 nations of the global empire ruled by the Antichrist and America. It's going to be America has to go away and become part of the entire 10-nation global empire. America dies. And whatever smoldering ruins are left will be part of the global kingdom of the Antichrist. And so, any other questions? Good question. Yeah, Frank. Yes.
Go ahead. Jesus said no one knows the day or the hour of his return. You know,
yeah.
Potentially of the rapture. But the week or the month would come in real handy.
It would be. It would be. But he hasn't told us that either. Somebody did call me and they said, Kevin, you know, when the World Economic Forum, and they were supposed to have their World Reset meeting January in Davos, Switzerland, but they postponed it. The third week in May is the World Economic Forum on the Global Reset. And right after that is Pentecost Sunday. So They were thinking along the lines of, wouldn't it be kind of cool if the world decides how they're going to enslave everybody, including us, and God says, okay, you know, they're not going to enslave you. And he takes us home. I vote for that.
Maranatha.
But he could come at any time. It doesn't say he's going to come on Pentecost or come on trumpets or any of the Jewish feasts. He doesn't say. He says, be ready always, be watchful always. So we got to watch every day. But
all this.
Yeah. For those who don't know, they disbanded the Knesset in Israel again. So they're in a fourth election in a year or 2 years, whatever it is. And so instability in a nation breeds, you know, a time for people to want to attack. You know, I mean, and here we're going to be unstable. Imagine this. In a week, we could be extremely unstable in the eyes of the world, in the eyes of our enemies. And Israel at the same time is looking weak in the Middle East because of their political system. And who do the violent people go after? The guy that's all buff and has a gun on his holster, or does he go after the weak person? He goes the weak person. And so there could be trouble. And I want to finish, and the songs will do this too, and so you guys, your worship team can come up. But this is not a time to be anxious. I've had other people say, man, Kevin, there really isn't anything that we were planning on certain things for retirement, but it really is useless seeing these things happening. Yes, because that it is really. And what does that do when we realize we're living in a time we're planning based on what we know to be normal? It makes us less attached to this world, doesn't it?
Yeah.
So see, for us to have the prophetic word really in our heart makes us like, who cares? You know, it's going to go away. Everything that is really temporary is temporary. It makes us think more as Christians what's temporary and what's eternal. And that's a good thing. And even if we go through hardship before Jesus beams us up, let's just get more and more in love with the eternal who never, ever changes, never goes away. And he's going to come and make this place good again by completely cleaning the planet up. Father, we thank you for this time. And as we just go into these two worship songs, that you would just bless your people. God, that you would truly, as we tonight go from 2020 to 2021, that you would help us to just put our trust completely, totally in you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Well, let's stand and praise the Lord. And I've got a verse before the songs, Hebrews 10, 37, 39. For yet a little while, and he who is coming will come, and not tarry. Now the just shall live by faith. But if anyone draws back, my soul has no pleasure in him. But we are not of those who draw back to perdition, but of those who believe in the saving of the soul. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Well, let's sing. And we got to put our hands together because soon and very soon, amen. Pretty energetic song. Let's liven this up.
Soon and very soon, we are going to see the King. Soon and very soon, we are going to see the King. Oh, Jesus, soon and very soon, we are going to see the King. Hallelujah, hallelujah, we're going to see the King. Should there be any rivers we must cross? Should there be any mountains we must climb? God will supply all the strength that we need. Give us grace till we reach the other side. No more crying there, we are going to see the King. No more crying there, we are going to see the King. No more crying there, we are going to see the King. Hallelujah, hallelujah, we're going to see the King. Should there be any rivers we must cross? Should there be any mountains we must climb? God will supply all the strength that we need. Give us grace till we reach the other side. No more dying there, we are going to see the King. No more dying there, we are going to see the King. Lord Jesus, no more dying there, we are going to see the King. Hallelujah, hallelujah, we're going to see the King. Hallelujah, hallelujah, we're going to see the King.
Amen. In our last song from John 16:33, Kevin mentioned it tonight, and I'll just say it again because the song speaks of it, is these things that I've spoken unto you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. That's awesome. So let's sing this song.
These things I have spoken. spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer, be of good cheer, for I have overcome the world. These things I have spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer, be of good cheer, for I have overcome the world.
One more time.
These things I have spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace. In the world you will have tribulations, but be of good cheer, be of good cheer, for I have overcome the world. For Jesus overcomes the world. For Jesus overcomes the world.
You know, there's a lot of times when, you know, we hear the prophecies and we see the times that we're living in, and you can get angry. You could get, you know, just not having peace, you know, and we see the day approaching. It's so awesome to know that Jesus is our peace.
Amen.
And we want to go home and be with him soon and very soon. Amen.
Amen.
So God bless you guys, and thanks for showing up and praising the Lord with us, and we'll see you soon.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
That's the food. Let's go eat.